रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। निशम्य भगवन् मार्गम् निशम्य भगवन् मार्गम् संस्थाम यदुकुलस्य च स्वः पथाय मतिं चक्रे निभ्रात्मा युधिष्ठिरः निशम्य डेलिबरेटिंग भगवत रिगार्डिंग द लॉर्ड मार्गम द वेज ऑफ हिज अपीयरेंस एंड डिसअपीयरेंस संस्थाम एंड यदुकुलस्य ऑफ द डायनेस्टी ऑफ किंग यदु च आल्सो स्वः द अबोड ऑफ द लॉर्ड पथाय ऑन द वे ऑफ
मतिम
डिजायर
चक्रे
गिव अटेंशन
निभ्रत आत्मा
लोनली एंड अलोन
युधिष्ठिरः
किंग युधिष्ठिर
Translate and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Upon hearing of Lord Krishna's returning to His abode, and upon understanding the end of the Yadu dynasty's earthly manifestation, Maharaj Yudhishthira decided to go back home, back to Godhead. Please repeat. Upon hearing of Lord Krishna's returning, to His abode, and upon understanding the end of the Yadu dynasty
earthly manifestation
Maharaj Yudhishthir decided to go back home
back to Godhead.
Maharaj Yudhishthir also turned his attention to the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita after hearing about the Lord's departure from the vision of earthly people. He began to deliberate on the Lord's way of appearance and departure. The mission of the Lord's appearance and disappearance in this material world, the mortal universe, is completely dependent on His supreme will. He is not forced to appear or disappear by any superior energy. As the living beings appear and disappear, being forced by the laws of nature. Whenever the Lord likes, He can appear Himself from anywhere and everywhere without disturbing His appearance and disappearance in any other place. He is like the sun. The sun appears and disappears on its own accord at any place without disturbing its presence in other places. The sun appears in the morning in India without disappearing from the western hemisphere. The sun is present everywhere and anywhere all over the solar system. But it so appears that in a particular place, the sun appears in the morning and also disappears at home, at some fixed time in the evening. The time limitation even of the sun is of no concern. And so what to speak of the Supreme Lord, who is the creator and controller of the sun. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that anyone who factually understands the transcendental appearance and disappearance of the Lord by His inconceivable energy becomes liberated from the laws of birth and death and is placed in the eternal spiritual sky where the Vaikuntha planets are. There, such liberated persons can eternally live without the pangs of birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual sky, the Lord and those who are eternally engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord are all eternally young, because there is no old age and disease, and there is no death. Because there is no death, there is no birth. It is concluded, therefore, that simply by understanding the Lord's appearance and disappearance in truth, one can attain the perfectional stage of eternal life. Therefore, Maharaj Yudhishthir also began to consider going back to Godhead. The Lord appears on the earth or any other mortal planet along with his associates who live with him eternally. And the members of the Yadu family who were engaged in supplementing the pastimes of the Lord are no other than his eternal associates. And so also Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers and mother, etc. Since the appearance and disappearance of the Lord and his eternal associates are transcendental, one should not be bewildered by the eternal external features of appearance and disappearance.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। निशम्य भगवन् मार्गम संस्थाम यदुकुलस्य च स्वप्रथाय मतिम चक्रे Nibratma Yudhishthiraha.
Upon hearing of Lord Krishna's returning to his abode and upon understanding the end of the Yadu dynasty's earthly manifestation, Maharaj Yudhishthir decided to go back home, back to Godhead. Suta Goswami is talking about the reaction of Yudhishthir Maharaj to Arjuna's different replies, you know, and not only replies, his position. Arjuna had become very quiet and he was absolutely at the spiritual level when he just remembered Bhagavad Gita, the instructions given by Lord Krishna. So this is how we try to understand Bhagavad Gita, you know. When we understand the practical aspects of Bhagavad Gita, how it is going to help us in our day-to-day life, and then once we are convinced and committed to lead that life, then everything becomes nice and easy, you know. No more disturbances. And you know your destination, that okay, I have to lead this life in the service of the Lord, and at the end of that, you just leave the body. Yudhishthira Maharaj is not young, you know, his grandson is ready to take over, Parikshit Maharaj. And at the time of a war, they are all about 125 years plus. So not that just because Krishna is not there, he wants to leave, abandoning all his duties. No. He was nicely ruling over, you know, and he was ready to hand over to the next generation. And then, of course, only thing is that Krishna's departure speeded up his thought. Because when he heard that all his Yadus have also gone, and there were many friends there, you know, and then Krishna himself winding up his pastimes. So that's what Prabhupada explains in detail, that how Krishna appears and disappears. So we never say Krishna's birth or something like that, you know. we say appearance day. The same for the Vaishnavas. The scriptures say a Vaishnava never dies. That's why we say appearance day of Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Vinod Thakur and so on, and all these great Vaishnavas. And so same way, Krishna and his associates, you know, this is one thing we have to understand, that when Krishna comes, he comes with all his associates. He even sends them before he comes. And that's how he is younger than many of them, you know. So all of the associates, their only job is to assist Krishna, serve Krishna. And they are ready to take up any role. So all this is a big number. So somebody may say, oh, how come they have so many associates? Oh, he is Krishna, you know. Radharani had something like, in Goloka Vrindavan, she has something like 600,000, 6 lakh personal servants. That's mentioned, you know, when she manifested from Krishna. All these servants were the Matajis, the Gopis. And she had many, many palaces, and you know, I mean, the whole description is there. How many horses, how many palaces, how many bells, how many. So, we should not get bewildered. Because this is at, in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna Dham. The very fact that spiritual world has 3 times more population than material world. See, material world is only 1/4 of the whole creation. And in 1/4 we see trillions of jivas, you know. You go near a lake and you will see some few hundred thousand, few lakh mosquitoes in one place, you know. And like that there are all over the world. And like that there are other insects and, you know, aquatics and so on. 8.4 million species multiplied by so many. And all the sum of that, this is only one planet Earth, you know, like that there are different planets and universes and so on. All that multiplied by 3 is the spiritual world. So Krishna has no shortage. I used to think, oh, if everybody is coming here, so who is left there? But you know, very few are going there back, of course. We are all supposed to be going back. That's why you get the human body, that, okay, wind up. And like Yudhishthira Maharaj, think about going back. But we are busy. We have so many other things. We have so many desires. We think that it's not yet time. Even if the dutas, the ambassadors come and say, okay, let's go back. For devotees, Vishnu dutas will come. Of course, the devotee will not mind. He will say, okay, let's go. Because he knows that there is no escape. Happily go. But for others, when Yamadutas come, you know, people sometimes think, oh, let me not go. Strong desires are there. And so it becomes difficult. And that's why we have to follow the footsteps of this great personalities like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Just wind up. Bharat Maharaj, you know, he gave up his whole kingdom, like we come out of the bathroom, you know, leave everything there. So like that, these all personalities have taught us so many things. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.